Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by, well, Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Region games all over the place, playoff implications everywhere you look. And so right now we're going to get into that. We're going to run down all of the games from all of the Southeast Georgia area and South Georgia area and get you caught up on every single game that's happening tonight.
There you go. It's not working, man.
What do you mean?
Just go to the picks.
Everybody knows Jason Bishop bleeds red and white.
You did graduate from there.
Camden at Colquitt. The Camden County Wildcats head over to Colquitt. And the winner takes a firm grasp of the region championship, the inside track to win the region championship. So a big game over in the hog pen.
At 10:30 Friday night, well, tonight, 10:30 tonight, you won't be hearing no more of that talk south of here about contending for a region championship.
Dunbar at Lowndes. Lowndes just playing somebody.
Who is Dunbar?
I don't know. Richmond Hill at Valdosta. Richmond Hill, of course, coming off the loss at home to the Wildcats. And now they're going to over in Wintersville. Richmond Hill heads over there to get a taste of the Valdosta Wildcats.
Oh, they're going to get a taste, all right, and they're going to get too much to handle for the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Evans at Effingham. I like Effingham. I think they're a really good football team.
They are a good football team. Evans, jury's out on them, though. They lost to Grovetown. I don't know how, but they did. I mean, no, they lost to Lakeside Evans. I mean, I don't know how, but they've lost that football game. They're better than that, but that might be a good game at Effingham.
Grovetown at Glen Academy, between the Bricks, the Red Terriers, of course, and Will Grovetown both still fighting for a playoff berth in their respective region.
Glen is fixing to sweep the Augusta schools in three straight weeks to lock down a number three seed in the region.
Well, you got to hand it to Glen. Last week, with everything going on, they responded. They went on the road and won a tough game.
Yeah, they're going to win the next three also.
Lakeside Evans at South Effingham. Of course, South Effingham fell victim to the Red Terriers last week, so we'll see how they fare up in the corral.
This game here, if you're sleepy, this will be a good game to watch.
Ware at Bradwell.
Ooh. Ouch.
Statesboro at Coffee.
Another ouch.
You know what? I disagree here.
They're not going to Coffee.
Wait a minute. I didn't say they were going to go beat Coffee. Okay. I think the Statesboro Blue Devils are going to go over to Douglas, and they're going to give the Coffee County Trojans everything they want. Coffee comes out on top, but this is going to end up being a closer game what people think.
All right. Coffee's going to win the game.
Well, I'm not making picks.
Okay.
Southeast Bullock at Benedictine. Southeast Bullock trying to shake things up in that region.
Well, they're fixing to get shaken up pretty hard.
Yeah, Benedictine's a pretty good team.
Yes.
The Islands, doesn't matter where they are.
No, they're not very good.
They're at Burke. New Hampstead at Wayne County. New Hampstead, I think this is a pretty good test for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Wayne County is a really good football team in the end. That region really comes down to Benedictine and Wayne County, I believe.
New Hampstead is not going to JC Stadium in Jessup and winning.
No one said they were.
Period.
Okay. Jeff Davis at Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
You might see Fitzgerald in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10.
Yeah, they should be there.
Appling at Windsor Forest.
Appling got that big win over Pierce. They're rolling now.
Mm-hmm. Brantley at Vidalia. Vidalia coming off of a loss last week.
And that could be a good game.
I like it. Toombs at Pierce. Toombs with a big win over Vidalia.
Yeah, and Pierce is coming off a loss, so that's not a good sign for Toombs.
Probably not. And that game's in Blackshear.
Yes.
Charlton at Atkinson. Clinch at Turner. Portal at ECI. Okay, Portal, here it is.
Let's see what you got.
Let's see what you're made of. All right?
We shall see.
Yes, so you're going to go over to Twin City and play a pretty good ECI team.
And we'll find out. Well, we already know about you, but we're going to find out even more.
Uh-huh. Right. MCA at Montgomery. MCA just keeps winning, 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 finding ways to win tough games.
This team is battle-tested. Mm-hmm. Playoffs coming up. Nobody wants to draw the Buccaneers in the playoffs.
No, they're coming off of a 4-overtime win. So they're figuring things out about how to win tough games. Dublin at Dooley, Swainsboro at East Lawrence, Savannah at Metter. Ouch.
Yes.
Bullock at Thomas Jefferson, and that is the games. Frederica is on a bye.
Brunswick's on a bye. And so all eyes tonight in Glenn County will be on the Glenn Academy Red Terrace hosting Grovetown. Grovetown has some athletes. They've got a quarterback and a running back and two receivers that are as good as anybody's. Where they struggle a little bit, it's on the line of scrimmage.
And I think a lot of eyes will be over in Moultrie as the people look to see if the Camden County Wildcats are capable of upsetting those Colquitt County Packers.
They're not.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Playoff implications all over the state. Camden looking to go 2-0 in the region against Colquitt over in the Hog Pen. Southeast Bullock heads to Benedictine, looking to shake things up in the region. Statesboro heads to Douglas to take on Coffee County. Wayne County will be hosting the New Hampstead Phoenix at JC Stadium. And the Glenn Academy Red Terriers will be fighting to stay in the playoff picture against Grovetown between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Tennessee Volunteers are the best team in the SEC East. I say Buck Showalter, and you say Bush League. The QB controversy continues in Athens. The New York Mets won 101 games and are playing golf this week. Devontae Adams, not your fault, dude. How many times do we see stars go to the Raiders and then fall apart? Apparently, Matt Olson thinks he's Chipper Jones. You can't spell Kyle Wright without Cy Young. You do the math. Hey, hockey started back. Josh Donaldson, new rule, home runs only count if they go over the wall. Can the Big 12 be any more of a mess? Another postseason, another Clayton Kershaw subpar performance. Write this down, Tennessee will beat Bama this week. Did you ever think you'd have a Florida-LSU game where neither team was ranked? The Kansas Jayhawks, the bar in the Big 12. Here it comes, the game that USC will lose and eliminate the Pac-12. Finally, the WWE has done something right, Bray Wyatt. And these are my thoughts.
You keep trying to spin this quarterback stuff. I mean, those people actually listen to this show and think you're serious, dude.
Who said I wasn't?
I mean, okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Carson Beck is super talented. Stetson Bennett is also super talented.
Hey.
And then there are quarterbacks behind those guys, too. But you know what? We're not here to talk Georgia football, at least not right now. What we're here to do is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, whatever week we are in. What week is this? Week 8?
Sure, rankings, man. You should know.
All right, so I'll just go ahead and tell you, out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Vidalia falls out, and Lee County is out as the formula looked up their zip code and deemed them ineligible. They are not within the parameters.
Yeah, I told you that last week. They were west of 75.
Geographically, they do not fit, okay. So we found Lee County trying to sneak in there where they're not eligible.
I gotcha.
Okay, so coming into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time since very early on the season, maybe preseason, I don't remember, but getting in a good long while, at number 10, coming off of a 56-7 woodshedding of the Islands, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets creep in at number 10.
Wayne County.
At number 9, with a 21-7 win over Northside Warner Robins, the Houston County Bears check in for the second time this season, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Somebody's going to have to deal with them in this region, the Coastal Georgia region. They might be a 3 or 4 seed. Imagine having to play them in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, especially if they're a 4, which they won't be because they just beat Northside.
That's correct.
At number 8, moving up 2 spots with a 27-21 4 overtime win over Jenkins. The MCA Buccaneers move up 2 spots to number 8.
This is a team that's in that lower classification now. It's in single A. I wouldn't want to deal with them come playoffs.
No way. It's them and Clinch. When all is said and done, with the way the brackets come out, if they're on opposite sides, they'll be playing in Atlanta against one another. At number 7, down 2 spots coming off of a bye.
Of course.
The Screvett County Gamecocks.
Last week, he threw a monkey wrench in there.
The formula.
Yeah. Okay, Screvett drops 2. You lost last week.
No, they didn't. They didn't play.
Oh.
At number 6, moving up 2 spots with a 49-8 thumping over Groves, the Calvary Day Cavaliers at number 6.
Calvary's a good football team.
I agree. You used to tell me they're not, but they are. Just as recently as last year.
They weren't. They're better this year.
Okay. At number 5, moving up 2 spots of their own with a 42-14 win over Jenkins, the Ware County Gators move up to number 5.
Where's at number 5 in a 912 Coastal Georgia poll, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Because at number 4, with a 42 blanking of Worth County, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane holding strong at number 4.
You know, Worth was undefeated before that football game last week.
Well, they're not anymore.
They got woodshedded.
Yep. At number 3, with a 48 blanking of Jefferson County, over to Manuel County, number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers remain at number 3.
Swainsboro.
I know you don't believe in them, but I do. I think they're a very good football team.
We'll see come playoff time.
At number 2, with a 44-10 win over Lakeside Evans, holding strong at number 2, the Brunswick High Pirates.
That was a good game last week for Brunswick High. Good win over Lakeside.
Okay. And the number 1 team yet again in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, taking down Lowndes in the Wintersville Classic last week over in Valdosta, with a 13-6 win over their arch rival, the Lowndes County Vikings. The Valdosta Wildcats remain number 1, at least for one more week.
Well, they're going to still be number 1 next week because they're playing Richmond Hill, and they're not losing to Richmond Hill.
At least for 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks, anyway.
Right.
And they're not losing in 2 weeks either.
Well, we'll see about that. That's going to be a tough game.
Okay.
So let's recap, shall we?
Go ahead.
Okay, so at number 10, Wayne County. At number 9, Houston County. At number 8, McIntosh County Academy. At number 7, Screvin County. At number 6, Calvary Day. Number 5, the Ware County Gators. Number 4, Fitzgerald. Number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers. Number 2, the Brunswick High Pirates. And the number 1 team, yet again, as they have been for 5 weeks in a row, the Valdosta Wildcats. That is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for this week.
Screvin County, I hate it that you lost last week and you dropped 2 spots.
They didn't lose. They had a bye week.
How do you drop then?
Well... Look, I'll explain this once again.
Our listeners are wondering, why do you get penalized for having a
bye
week?
You're not getting penalized.
You are. If you drop in a poll, you get penalized.
The formula takes into account quality wins, quality losses, number of wins, number of losses, all sorts of different aspects from every possible statistical category that you can think of to put together the most prestigious ranking in the entirety of the state of Georgia, and this is it.
So, Screvin County... bye week was a quality loss for you guys.
There was no loss for Screvin County.
That was a quality loss for you guys.
If they had lost, they would have fallen out completely.
A tough 7-6 loss to bye week last week.
Coastal Real Estate, Paige Aiken Real Estate. Luxury homes on St. Simon's Island and Sea Island, Paige Aiken Real Estate. A realtor that knows the market? Paige Aiken Real Estate. Paige Aiken is a 7th generation native of St. Simons, 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience. Create your own legacy and get your story started. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate, 912-258-6000 or online, pageaiken.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
And back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Cokes, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry. Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
This is the portion of the show where I hand the keys over and just pray that Kip keeps it on the road.
Keeps it on the road. The butt hurt list for this week. A lot of candidates out there. Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, the Auburn Tigers.
Okay.
Have they fired Brian Harsin yet?
No.
42-10 beatdown at Georgia. I watched Auburn in person last week in Athens.
They look better than they are?
No. Ah. They're atrocious on offense. How is a team like Auburn not have an offense? Explain that to me.
Bo Nix is at Oregon. That was their offense.
I mean, you're Auburn. I mean, you have – that's the worst offense I've seen Auburn have that I can remember. They're terrible on offense. Defense can only do so much offensively. It starts with a quarterback. It starts with offensive linemen. Wide receiver, they're just not very good on offense. Who are they going to get? Brian Harsin won't be the coach next year. They're going to have to go get somebody. I don't know.
Does Urban Meyer come to Auburn?
Does Lane Kiffin come to Auburn? Number 4 on the butt hurt list this week, another batch of Tigers, the LSU Tigers.
Yeah.
How in the world do you put up that kind of effort against Tennessee last week? You got beat 40-13 in your own stadium.
They're begging for Coach O to come back.
I mean, you brought in Brian Kelly. You're paying him, what, $10 million a year?
Please, Coach O, come back.
And that's the return on investment that you get?
Coach O, we need you.
And then he's throwing everybody under the bus in Baton Rouge this week.
Uh-huh.
Another team.
Coach O's not walking through that door.
How does a team like LSU not have a quarterback?
Coach O, where are you?
I mean, I'm just sitting here shaking my head. How does teams like LSU and Auburn not have a quarterback?
Knock, knock. Who's there? Not Coach O.
Not Coach O. Hey, Coach O, they said, Coach, we're going to pay you $17 million, not the coach next year.
Okay.
Which door do you want me to leave out of? That's what he told them. Okay, number three on the butt hurt list this week, NFL officiating.
Okay.
That roughing the passer call on Tom Brady last Sunday that could have cost the Falcons the football game, atrocious. Did you watch it?
No. I don't watch Falcon games.
That was a horrible call that kind of set up the outcome of the game.
I'm busy watching Jag games.
If a 45-year-old quarterback can't get hit hard, then he needs to retire.
Well, he's already been hit hard once, but it wasn't on the football field.
All right. Okay, guys. I mean, come on, NFL. Stop. I mean, that was just a regular sack. You threw a flag, called it roughing the passer. Horrible call.
I just want to say this to Tom Brady, as from what my experience is in my life. At the end of the day, brother, when you're old and you're having trouble getting around, football is not going to help you.
Yes. There you go. Number two on the butt hurt list. And you get here because you can't score a touchdown at home against the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
How do you not? You've lost nine straight to the Texans, by the way.
Texans are good.
They are?
I mean, against Jacksonville, apparently.
Okay. You don't even score a touchdown.
That defense, man.
You don't score a touchdown against the Houston Texans.
J.J. Watt.
That's how you get on lists like this.
Is he still playing?
No. Oh. He's playing for somebody. I saw him get a sack last week. He plays for the Cardinals now.
So who's the best defensive player for the Texans now?
I don't know. Who? Now, name somebody on the Texans defense.
I can't name anybody, period.
Exactly. In Jacksonville, you can't score a touchdown against the Houston Texans. That's how you get on the butt hurt list. And number one on the butt hurt list, the New York Mets. Hey, guys, you're at the house. You got beat 6-0 in a closeout game. You're sitting here, Buck Showalter. You pull all that Bush League shenanigans.
That was garbage.
On the pitcher for the Padres.
Buck Showalter, you should be ashamed of yourself.
That was horrible. And the Mets are 101 wins. And you know what they're doing tomorrow? They're scrambling for a tee time somewhere. The Mets players are.
You said this earlier, and I'm going to steal it from you, but then I'll hand it back to you because I'm giving you credit for it. The Braves broke the Mets.
They broke the Mets, and you could see it in their faces just a little over 2 weeks ago when they left out of Truist Park after getting swept. I said, they're done. That's it. You can stick a fork in them. Now, as Charles Barkley says on TNT, they're gone fishing.
Yeah, and they threw Scherzer, DeGrom, and that other guy. It didn't matter.
Didn't matter. Scherzer, you know, is he a free agent next year?
I don't know his contract status. I think he signed more than a one-year deal.
DeGrom's a free agent.
DeGrom's a free agent.
I mean, if you know, when he's on, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
When he doesn't have blood blisters.
Yes, I guess so. The Mets, 101 wins, guys, and you can't win a wild card series?
Uh-uh.
No, guy, that's going to get you. You might be on the butt hurt list all the way until spring catchers and pitchers report in February.
101 wins.
101 wins and just gone at the house. Mm. There's a couple of teams on notice right now, too. Atlanta Braves, you're one of them. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, you're another.
I'm not really concerned about
your own notice.
We'll talk about the Braves later in the show, but I'm not really worried about Atlanta. Now, you know, Zach Wheeler, I was very concerned about him. We got by him. I think we're okay.
Okay. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965. Or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty. Real estate with a personal touch.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
It's that portion of the show where we talk college football and we do our pick'em segment, and more often than not, listen to Jason Bishop.
Okay.
I got a lot of games right last week, by the way. I don't remember what they were, but I got a lot of them right.
Okay.
All right, so Minnesota at number 24, Illinois. Give me the Fighting Illini.
I'll take Illinois to win that game.
Number 10, Penn State at number 5, Michigan. I go back to the Auburn-Penn State game where Penn State won, but not all that impressively. We know what we know about Auburn now. I don't think Penn State's good enough to beat Michigan in the Big House.
I mean, Penn State beat Auburn 41-12. I mean, what was not impressive about that?
That's a game they got to score 60.
Yeah, okay. I'll take Michigan to win that game.
Okay. Auburn at number 9, Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss.
Hold on a second.
Now, wait a minute. You just finished telling us how terrible Auburn was.
These are Ole Miss is going to win, but these are the kind of games that Auburn has circled the wagon on and give you an effort that you don't expect out of them. Ole Miss, I'm putting you on upset alert. You'll find a way to pull it out, but you're on upset alert.
Number 19, Kansas goes to Norman, Oklahoma. Can the Kansas Jayhawks go into Norman and beat the Sooners at their place?
Yes, I believe they're going to do it.
I don't think it happens. I'm not ready to believe in Kansas that much. I'll take Oklahoma.
Oklahoma looked like a garbage sandwich last week at the Red River Shootout. Did you see that?
No, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
It was ugly.
Could they fire a first-year head coach?
He's not doing a very... I don't think it's entirely his fault.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Could they fire a first-year head coach in Norman?
I mean, you could fire a first-year head coach anywhere you want.
Okay. I mean, this is... they've lost three games in a row, Oklahoma has.
Would Oklahoma hire Coach O?
No. Oklahoma, they could hire Josh Heupel, though, because he used to play quarterback there.
I hear you. Iowa State at number 22, Texas. Give me Texas.
Texas is rolling now.
Number 3, Alabama rolls into Knoxville to take on the number 6, Tennessee Volunteers. I said it last week. I'm going to stick to my word because that's something that I do, and our listeners know it. Anything that comes out of my mouth, you can take it to the bank. I said last week if Tennessee won that football game last week, I would consider them for real. They won the football game. I think Tennessee's for real. They're at home. Alabama's going to come in and lose to the Volunteers.
Okay, Tennessee, I'm on board. I'm officially on the Vol bandwagon.
All right.
I'm a believer. You went and beat LSU, blew them out in Tiger Stadium. You got Alabama coming in this week. I don't care if Bryce Young plays or not. Tennessee's winning that football game.
Okay.
Alabama's beaten them 15 years in a row. They're going to Knoxville. Can you imagine the scene in Knoxville on Saturday?
Can you imagine the craziness if Tennessee wins the football game?
Goalposts are coming down.
Oh, it's going beyond the stadium if they win that football
game. The goalposts might get tossed into the Tennessee River.
And the goalposts are just the beginning if they win that football game.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the anarchy that's going to be in Knoxville that night?
There'll be a run on new babies 9 months from now if Tennessee does win that football game.
Vanderbilt at number 1, Georgia.
Dogs, big.
I like Georgia big in this football game, too. Number 8, Oklahoma State at 13, TCU. In my opinion, Oklahoma State is the cream of the class in the Big 12. They go on the road to TCU. They win that football game.
I'm going to pick TCU. They went to Kansas. Kansas was jacked up for game day last week, and they beat Kansas. They beat Oklahoma. TCU is one of these teams that always fly under the radar. I think they'll take care of Oklahoma State at home.
15, NC State at 18, Syracuse. Who cares? 15, give me NC State.
I'm going to take Syracuse at home against NC State. I listened to NC State and Florida State on the way back from Athens last Saturday. NC State, they were lucky to win that football game. Syracuse in the Carrier Dome, hard to beat.
Number 25, James Madison gets into the rankings. They go to Statesboro to play Georgia Southern. I'll take James Madison here.
This is my upset pick of the week.
Okay.
I'm picking the Georgia Southern Eagles to beat James Madison in Statesboro. I just don't have any rhyme or reason for doing it. I just feel like they're going to get it done. Southern, my upset of the week.
All right. Number 4, Clemson at Florida State. You said upset of the week. The Clemson Tigers roll into Tallahassee. The Florida State Seminoles got off to a good start. They've fallen on some hard times here recently. Florida State needs a big signature win for Mike Norvell. They're already talking about getting him out of Tallahassee. He needs this game. Clemson's not as good as what people think they are. They go to Tallahassee and they blow out the Noles.
Yeah, I'm taking Clemson as well.
Yeah, the game's not close. 16, Mississippi State at 22, Kentucky. I want to believe Mississippi State is for real.
I'm taking the Cats. to win this football game.
I want to believe Mississippi State is for real. They've got to win this game for me to believe it. I don't think they can on the road. Give me 22 Kentucky too, Kip.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky's an underdog at home to Mississippi State. That's disrespect, you got to think, for Kentucky. So they'll be ready to play.
Number 7, USC at number 20, Utah. Here it is. Here it is, college football fans. Kip and I have been talking about it all year long. There's going to come a game where USC will do what USC does and lose a game they should win. Here it is. On the road at Utah, Utah takes down USC and eliminates the Pac-12 from the college football playoff.
UCLA's still in there undefeated now.
Yeah, that's right.
They're still undefeated.
That's right.
So USC, if you want to make that matchup down the road with UCLA for all the marbles, you need to get it done at Utah. I got a shaky circle around this.
Shaky circle.
It's one of those circles with a lot of open space in it. Yeah, shaky.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's a shaky circle look like? I've never seen
it's
one.
It's one where I didn't press when I was making the circle. I didn't press real hard, so give me USC, but I don't know.
All right. Arkansas at BYU. Give me the Hogs.
Give me BYU because Arkansas is trash. Their defense is horrible.
Just a month ago, we're all on Arkansas.
Until I saw this defense, I was all into the hype that was coming out of Fayetteville. This defense couldn't stop you or I on 4th-and-1.
Okay.
They're not very good.
LSU at Florida I don't even remember the last time these two played that they weren't ranked. Maybe last year?
I don't remember.
LSU at Florida. Give me the Gators at home.
I give the Gators the edge at home, too. Who knows who's going to show up in this game? You never know.
Yeah. In the ACC, Miami at Virginia Tech.
ACC. Awful.
I guess give me Miami, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami. Virginia Tech lost to Old Dominion, didn't they?
You're still on that, huh?
Yeah, didn't they lose to them?
They did, yeah.
Well, okay, Hawks. Give me Miami.
North Carolina at Duke. Big rivalry game. North Carolina's much better. Give me the Tar Heels.
I'll take North Carolina as well.
In the Sun Belt. Well,
that was last week.
That's wrong, so we won't even talk about that because I think Georgia State's off. And Central Arkansas at Kennesaw State. Give me those Owls, who, by the way, there is discussion about the Owls joining Conference USA.
That'd be a good move for Kennesaw. That'd give them some higher profile and probably increase their talent level on their football team coming in there, kids coming in there wanting to get to the league. So, yeah, give me Kennesaw.
They're already a super talented football team now.
Get better talent when you're playing with the big boys. You get one of these. I mean, you can get up there and pretend like you're Central Florida or somebody.
Central Florida is a very good football team.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They lost to Louisville.
They've had a season. They've had a season where there's been a couple of hiccups. But overall, they're a very good football team.
Anytime Gus is your coach, there's going to be hiccups.
Jimbo Fisher and Gus Malzahn.
Hiccups.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons.
Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Do you know this song? No response.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have reached that segment. Again, we talked a little bit about this last week. This is normally a spot where, oh, by the way, this is Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network. This is normally a spot here, this last segment, where we've been talking, you know, NFL, giving you odds, lines, and over-unders and all that, and telling you who to pick and making yourself a little bit of extra cash. However, this week, once again, as we did last week, we're just going to temporarily take a step back away from that.
Holiday season's coming, man. Y'all don't want to be – last thing I want to do is go to Walmart and have somebody walk up to me and say, man, I listened to your show and Jason Bishop talked my daddy into doing this. Now I'm not having any Christmas. And man, I don't want to deal with that out in public.
Toys for Tots.
So, yeah, producers say, man, it's getting near the holidays. Don't be giving people advice on, yeah, things like that.
Well, that's not what they told me. The producers actually told me that because the Braves were in the playoffs and that was a big deal, that we were going to replace the NFL segment with some Atlanta Braves Major League Baseball playoff talk.
Good. That's better.
Yeah, there was no mention of we don't want you making picks because, you know, by my numbers, about 95% of my picks are spot on.
Don't want a Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up. Don't want to be blamed for no turkey being on the table.
No turkey being – you don't have turkey for Thanksgiving?
Turkey, ham. I mean, you're just giving people odds and do this, do that. Man, people go to the grocery store and there's no money in the bank account to buy a turkey or ham. It'd be Jason Bishop's fault. No, I don't want to have to deal with that. So let's talk Braves.
Okay. All right. So Kyle Wright, 21-5, got the series even for the Atlanta Braves at a game apiece.
One-hit baseball or two-hit baseball. I was listening to that game driving home from a conference yesterday. For work and or today actually, I was listening to it last night in my hotel.
It was a couple days ago.
Last night.
A couple days ago, brother.
Kyle Wright pitched last night.
It's not. It's Friday.
Oh, that's right. See, I'm
jeez, oh my! Yeah. Can't keep his day straight.
For some reason,
you've been on the road too much.
Yeah. A couple of nights ago, I was listening to that game, man, and he was just mowing. He mowed the Phillies down. Just what the Braves needed to get back in that series.
Got to be concerned a little bit about Max Fried, don't you?
He got knocked around early.
Yeah, he got
in game one.
Knocked around a little bit early in the game one, and then the game against the Mets, of course, he leaves after five innings, throwing up in the trash can.
Yeah, I don't know. But you got to think, if it comes to a game five, would they give him the ball?
So if it, so with game three, right? Game four, you know, I guess, I don't know. I think that I'd probably hold Fried for game five. Is what I would do. Give him plenty of time to get over whatever it is that's been ailing him. And I'd go, you know, I'd go four deep, and then I'd come back to Fried for game five if necessary. But to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be necessary. I think this series is over.
Okay. I mean, they got Nola going, what, game three is when? Tonight?
Game three is tonight. It's okay. On as we speak.
All right. So Nola's a good pitcher. And he's given the Braves trouble over the years, so keep an eye on that. And then could you have somebody, I don't know. I'd like to see Kyle Wright starting game one of a championship series, comes to that.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, or Max Fried. The thing is with the Braves, Zach Wheeler has given Atlanta fits in the past, especially this past season. But he also pitched Atlanta tough when he was in New York. So the fact that the Braves got past Zach Wheeler last night with a W, to me, says we're done here.
Braves pitchers, bullpen came in, did fantastic. I mean, 3-0 shutout in game two. I think they only had two hits, right?
Yeah. And also just want to say, hey, man, get well quickly, Tyler Matzek. You know, you hate it. And, you know, there were some people like, oh, well, gosh, you know, why is he – you know, he's got this elbow injury, and now he's going to have Tommy John surgery. Why couldn't he have just held off and waited for the playoffs? Let me tell you something about Tyler Matzek. If there was any way he could have pitched in the playoffs,
he'd pitch.
Tyler Matzek be pitching.
Yeah. Thank goodness he was pitching last year down the stretch.
Yeah, no kidding.
For the Braves, because that outing he had against the Dodgers in game six?
It was game six. It will go down in Atlanta Braves history.
Ooh. Just came in, struck out the side.
Yeah, I don't remember who the first hitter was, but Pujols was next and then blew away Mookie Betts on three pitches.
And that, throwing nasty, just gas.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We're still going to go home. So, you know, the other side of things, the Dodgers and the Padres, you know, the Padres got that thing even as well and looking to take a 2-1 series lead. Dodgers looking to do the same thing. The thing slides down the coast to San Diego. I like the Dodgers there. I just can't. And the Padres have, you know, some really good talent offensively. I just can't. Look, the Dodgers won 111 games, man.
If the Dodgers lose game three tonight, they're in trouble.
Oh, for sure. But I don't think they're losing game three.
I mean, San Diego is a great baseball town. Petco Park is going to be rocking in San Diego. They better win, the Dodgers, or they're in trouble.
What is the deal with Clayton Kershaw in October? I don't understand.
It's the same deal that the Braves trio used to deal with. I'm going to say this. Tear people up during the season, mow people down. The plate shrinks come playoff time. That's what happens to Clayton Kershaw.
So you're saying that Clayton Kershaw gets the benefit of the doubt on some borderline pitches that he in the regular season that he doesn't get in the postseason?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you're not insinuating.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, look at Glavin, look at Smoltz, look at Maddox in the playoffs when the Braves were making those big runs. The plate shrunk come playoff time.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this right now. Go ahead and grab your Sharpie markers and write this down on your permanent bulletin board. The World Series will be these two teams. The World Series will be the New York Yankees from the American League will be taking on the Atlanta Braves from the National League.
Mm.
That you can take to the bank.
That would be an opportunity to exorcise some demons from Atlanta baseball past.
That's true. Hadn't thought about that.
96 and 99 World Series.
The 96 one hurts. That 99 team, it didn't matter who the Yankees played 99. They were going to win because they were that good. But that 96 team.
96 hurt bad.
Braves should have won that thing.
Won the first two games in Yankee Stadium.
And won them convincingly. And won then, something like 20-2 the first two games.
Mark Wahlers.
Hey, man. He makes one bad pitch, and that's what everybody remembers him for. But Mark Wahlers was dominant for like 3-4 years as the game's best closer.
Tim Leyritz.
Who stunk.
He goes down in Yankees history, though.
Yes, he does. As one of the most clutch, I guess one of the most clutch hits in.
They had some clutch hitters
in Yankee history, and of course, I don't need to tell you the history. Mark Wahlers hangs the slider, and then the Yankees rip off four straight. And the World Series goes to New York, and that dynasty just takes off from that point forward. Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that 99 team that the Yankees had, it doesn't hurt my heart the Braves lost to them, because no one was beating the Yankees that year. Nobody.
Oh, and the Braves got swept in that World Series.
Yes, they did. Still, that team was so good.
Braves had some good teams though in the 90s. Those were some good baseball teams, but these. Five straight Eastern Division titles for the Braves. Here they are with a chance to go back-to-back World Series. Got to get past the Phillies, though. Got to get past the Phillies first.
Nine more to go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Playoff implications all over the state. Camden looking to go 2-0 in the region against Colquitt over in the Hog Pen. Southeast Bullock heads to Benedictine looking to shake things up in the region. Statesboro heads to Douglas to take on Coffee County. Wayne County will be hosting the New Hampstead Phoenix at JC Stadium. And the Glen Academy Red Terriers will be fighting to stay in the playoff picture against Grovetown between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.